guys, this is Laura Barr with my new podcast, Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended 333. Today's topic is stand on your own power. Your own power is very important. A lot of people don't understand all the power that they have. A lot of people don't want you to know that you possess this power. It's your inner power. It's your power to know right from wrong. You know what I mean? Know what to do in life, your intuition, all the power comes from within. And I have my own power. You know, a lot of people don't want you to know that. So always know, guys, stand on your own power and make sure you share love. Because love is a very, very powerful thing as well. So is hate. That's why I don't understand how people be out here hating on other people so much. Because at the end of the day, when I got love, I ain't got time for hate. I see what people do. I see how people roll. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just going to enjoy my life just living how I live. That's doing myself. You know what I mean? Everybody, we all are powerful in our own way. You know what I mean? You just have to know your power. I know mine. So I always know, guys, like I said, share love. Not hate. Hate, I don't relate. You know, I see now in these days, as beautiful as this world is, you have people that's not happy with themselves. And they'll do anything to sabotage you. They'll do anything to try to keep you down because they don't want you to be above them. Some people don't mind you having something just so long as you don't have more than them. I don't know how people like that think. But it is what it is. But I always know, guys, like I said, you know, I started this new podcast here today so I can encourage and uplift, you know what I mean? And also give others a voice that needs to be heard, you know what I mean? So always know, guys, it's a lot of people out there want to be heard, but you know what I mean? They're not, you know, out there doing what they want to do. But just know this place right here could be home for you. You know what I mean? So all you got to do, you know, get in contact with me. What's my email address is keeping it real with Laura Barr 52 at gmx.com. You can hit me on the email if you have any problems or whatever you're going through. You're always free to come to my page and express yourself. You can be heard. Okay. So, and also know, guys, just love yourself. Know that we all in this world, we're going through things. We all are dealing with something at this very moment. We all need someone. You know what I mean? Everybody needs somebody sometime. I'm thankful that I be to myself a lot. So, you know, I be happy with myself. You know what I mean? You have to understand, sometimes we need people, but you need yourself more. A lot of people, you know, feel that you have to be around a bunch of fake motherfuckers, fake people, you know what I mean, to feel good about yourself. I don't surround myself with people, you know what I mean, that I can't handle, you know what I mean? Like, I can be around enemies and still be in my peace. But don't, just because I'm in my peace don't mean that they don't come for me every single day. Peace means that I'm not going to let you take me there. You're not going to take me there. You're not going to take me there. So I'm not going to let you take me there because I already know who I am and where I stand. I know my power as well. A lot of people want you to think that, you know, you're not who you are. If I'm me, okay, Laura Barr, Lala Alhinai, and oh yeah, I'm going to say this as well. I have another pod. I got two other podcasts, Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended. And you can find that on anchor.com and Keeping It Real with Laura Barr. You can find it on Spotify. Actually, you can find both of them on Spotify. Keeping It Real with Laura Barr and Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended. This is Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended 333. Just being Laura Barr. Okay. So I always know I'm always going to just be me. Just, and I like to do things to express myself because expressing yourself is one thing that for me, it makes me feel good when I can express myself. Cause a lot of times in these days, people don't want you to be yourself. They want you to be everybody else except who you are. And that's you. So always know you are you. We all are special and unique in our own way. Accept that. We are not like exactly like nobody. You can have a twin and we're not going to be alike. I know a lot of twins, they might dress alike. They might look alike, but they still have their own identity in their own way. You know what I mean? So always know, guys, just love yourself and know that, you know, it's a lot of people out here loving on you as well. You know what I mean? especially me. I love everybody, and that's coming from my heart, and that's real. You know what I mean? Keeping it real. You know, so I always know, guys, just love yourself and know that, you know, whatever you do, you know what I mean? Whether good or bad, it's going to come back to you. If you do good, it's going to come back in good favor. If you do, you know, wrong, it's going to come back how you do it. So always know, guys, just keep your mind, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. And keep your eyes on God, the people that believe in God, or your higher power. So I always know, you know, just me being myself, I'm always going to come up with something, you know, that fits me. I'm not trying to do anything to fit in with anybody. I'm not trying to do anything for somebody to get somebody attention. Anything I do comes from the heart. And there's been a lot of people out here trying to make me look some type of way. I even try to act like they're me on certain levels. I've been here for a long time. And I've been doing a lot of things to try to, you know, uplift myself as well, enlighten myself. Because you can't enlighten anyone if you don't enlighten yourself. So I always know, I give the love. But I'm also pour some into myself because I realize how selfish people are. They only think about their self. You can do everything in the world for someone and they'll never appreciate it. It's not good enough. So make sure what you do for yourself is on point. It's one. It's good enough. I'm always going to be on one, not mind, body, and soul, because that's just who I am. You know what I mean? I wish everybody out there, you know, the best 2024, you know what I mean? Being that 2024 just rolled in recently. I hope everybody, you know, enjoy their year and get everything that they want. I hope you're blessed. I wish that you're blessed. You know, I'm praying that everybody is blessed. See, I'm a type of woman. I want to see everybody happy. I want to see everybody getting what they deserve. My point is more sharing love, peace, and unity. Love, peace, and unity is three things that the world need right now. You know, if we all divided, everybody mad at everybody, you know, nobody want to see anyone happy. Nobody want to see someone come up. Nobody want to see nobody move to the next level. That's not unity. Unity is working together. Want to see everybody doing what they're supposed to do. For a long time, people try to make me seem like I'm not good enough. They listen to me every single day. Like I said, I got two other podcasts that I do as well. I just mentioned it on my podcast here. But I got two other podcasts that I do. Mostly I work on Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended. You know what I mean? And you can find that, you know, out there as well. So I always know, guys, when you out here trying to do your best, you know what I mean? Don't follow up anyone's mess. Because people try to be drama in your life. People try to bring mess, all kind of foolishness in your life for no reason. But not knowing, this is all of our season. If you out here to get what you want this year, it's possible. Go out there and get what you want. Don't let no one hold you down. Don't let no one talk you out of your dreams. Okay? Because it's yours. Everything God promised us, He gonna make it happen. You know what I mean? So always know, guys, don't worry about what nobody else, you know, got going on. Because what God got for you, or your higher power, is always going to reveal itself to you. I'm a type of woman, anytime somebody try to hurt me, or anytime somebody try to do something to take me off top of my game, God always show me what I need to see. I hear what I need to hear. And that is a blessing in itself. And we all have, you know, intuition. Intuition is a very strong thing. Make sure that you listen to your intuition, because I'm telling you, we all have intuition. We all have that. A lot of times, in the first decision you make, when something is going wrong in your life, and all kind of things going to come at you. You know what I mean? When you pay attention and be still, God always going to show you what to do. You know what I mean? And what's going on around you. That's why my enemies try to come for me every day. But I always be one step ahead of them, because I see them. If I didn't see them, it'll be different. But I'm thanking God that He showed me what I need to see. And I move accordingly. So I always know, guys, you know, make sure that whatever you want to do in your life, you know what I mean? Don't waste time in your life. Life is short. People don't realize how short life is. You know what I mean? You see all these little younger kids dying today. I'm 52 years old. You know what I mean? I'm a 52-year-old woman. You know what I mean? And I've seen a lot in my life. And even though at 52, grown-ass woman, I got a son also that's 33. But even though at my age, 52, I still see people coming for me for no apparent reason. Some may be younger, some may be older. But when people do that, that let me know I'm doing my thing. and I'm doing the right thing as well. Because people don't want you to do the right thing. They want you to be out here with them gossiping and fighting and arguing and going back and forth and all that. But see, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Because I don't have time for it. Now, granted, I will come on here and shut somebody down with their foolishness because I ain't no clown. All right? So always know, guys, like I said, what you want to do in your life, you know what I mean? Never give up hope on your dreams. You can do anything you want. You know what I mean? It's up to you to make your moves in your life. And I realize that when you do you, you don't have to never worry about them. Them meaning people that don't mean you no good. Them meaning people that's out here trying to do foolishness, you know what I mean, for no apparent reason. Because you will have people that do not like you for whatever particular reason. You didn't have to do anything to nobody, but they do not like you. But it don't matter because God love me. And I love myself. And I got a lot of people that love me out here as well. So I always know, guys, I had people that came into my life on my platform try to steal my whole platform. Not a podcast, not an episode. They try to steal my whole podcast, my life. It was a lot of things going on. Identity theft, you know, all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? People out here trying to act like they created the things that I've done myself. The things that God, the gift that God gave me, they trying to act like they possess this. But what I'm saying, I didn't pass my test on that. So I'm not going to worry about that. But what I'm going to tell you is, it's going to be a lot of people in this world that come for you. But you have to understand that people do not come for you unless they see what you possess. They already see that you're blessed. They already see your gifts. But they don't want you to see it. That's why they try to, you know, want you to focus on the foolishness that they do, so you won't be focused on your own personal thing. They try to distract you with that foolishness. Because they already know, if you see what you're capable of, if you see what you can do in your life, they know what's on and popping. Trust me, people be watching you to try to figure out who you are. You know what I mean? In the spirit, I'm with God. You know what I mean? I'm me. I'm Laura Barr. Just being Laura Barr. You know what I mean? So always know, guys, just be yourself. Love yourself. Understand that there's nobody out there hold no power over you unless you give them your power. You know what I mean? I will never give nobody no power over my life because this is my, you know, this is my personal life here. My relationship with God is personal. I didn't hear people say a lot of things about me in this world. I never cared about what somebody say about me because I know who I am. And that's why I'm telling you, know your power, know who you are, stand in your power. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, people that's powerless always try to take your power. These people that try to hurt you, they don't have no power. They want yours. So that's why they'll work hard all night long, 24 hours a day. They be there. Up and up. Like soon as you hit the damn floor, they'll be up 24 hours a day. Like they working in a store or some shit. Like this 7-Eleven and shit. But I always know, guys, you know, people will do things only because they feel like they can. And then the thing about it, a lot of times, when you keep on letting people slide with something, they'll be slipping all over the place. They ain't got no bricks. I can't stop this thing. Stop this thing. I ain't got no bricks. You should have been stopped that. See, if you don't let somebody know how you feel about what they have done to you, then they'll never know. And either they're going to think that you don't know, or think that you fool enough to let them continue. So sometimes you have to let people know, hey, I don't like that. What you did is wrong. And then people have a problem with you speaking how you feel. Because they want to continue to do the foolishness that they have been doing this whole time. Regardless of what it is. Like I said, people watch you every day. You'll be surprised how many haters, you know, you have. It'll be a lot of haters that you have that's just watching you. You don't even know that. Because I'm thankful that God showed me my enemies by name and face. I see you. So I always know, you know, I'm always going to come through as well. So I always know, guys, you know, I'd rather share love. You know what I mean? I don't care too much about hate because hate has never solved a problem. But love solved a lot of problems in our lives. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person I want to see, like I said again, I want to see everybody happy. I want to see everybody getting what they deserve in this life. I made this podcast just so I can give others a voice as well. I've been on this thing for 14 years. I had my podcast, my first podcast I started in Keeping It Real with Laura Barr. I started in 2019. Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended. I started in 2020 or 2021. I can't remember. But this podcast, I'm just starting today. You know, and like I said, I want a place where when you're going through something, you can get in contact with me. And if you want to talk about it live, or you want to talk about it, just talk about it, you always can come to my podcast, because a lot of people in this world are going through a lot of things, and I am going through something myself, but I'm thankful that I have my peace. Out of all the things I went through, I still have my peace. That's one thing I'm gonna hold on to, because I work hard. Peace is not something that you can just get up one morning and say, hey, I'm in peace now. You know what I mean? Peace is something that you have to work on. Work on yourself, because this is an inside job. This is nothing that you can go get a surgery and you have peace. Peace comes from within. Now, if you don't like the way you look outside of you, you can go get surgery, cosmetic surgery and all that. But not with peace. You have to work on yourself with peace. And you have to tear yourself apart to figure out who you are. You have to understand. You have to look deep within you to find out. You know, see all your flaws, all your, you know, everything that's going on with you. You have to see that. So peace is totally different than trying to work on your outer self. I'd rather see my inside beautiful than a motherfucker than see, you know what I mean? Than have me on my outer side, because the inside is you. At the end of the day, though, like I said, we all can have anything we want in the world. I'm going to tell you what I do on a daily basis. This is just me. I meditate everything 3-4 times a day, because I know something going to come for me, and I have to make sure that I'm one. I'm centered. I'm one within myself. I do that every day. I read a lot. I walk. You know what I mean? I write poetry. Just the simple things in life make me happy. I don't have to go to the best this or that to make myself feel happy. The simple things in life that's free for me, because I have knowledge. And I love to sing as well. So I sing every day. When I get up in the morning, I thank God. Thank you, God, for letting me see another beautiful, blessed day. No weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. And that's claiming my day to be beautiful before my day even starts. You know what I mean? And I'm also not going to let what the enemies do come at me either. You know, they're going to form some shit, but it ain't going to prosper in my life. Okay? So I'm not going to let nothing prosper in my life when I know my truth. Your truth is very important. And also remember to tell your own story. Your own story in your voice is very important. You know what I mean? I tell my story because, you know what I mean? I'm not ashamed of nothing that I've been through. I know God got me. And this is my testimony, by the way, the things that I've been through. So I'm always going to tell my story, because God already gave me all the glory. But not meaning to say that's nothing going to come again. Things going to come all the time. But you just have to understand, being in your peace, that will take away a lot of drama. Because if you're focused on what somebody else say and do to you, then you're not going to have time to work on yourself. And that's what I've been doing. I've been working on myself. I'm whole. Mind, body, and soul, I'm whole. I'm on one. But still, I love learning. You know what I mean? Everything is a learning experience in life. You know? So I try to learn something every day. I went through all kind of stuff. But I still take time to learn from others. It can be anybody. People probably don't even know I'm taking something from them. Not taking something, but learning something. Whether it be good or bad. Everything is a learning experience. You know what I mean? If, let's say, for instance, you have friends. And you hang out with these people all the time. You got like all these friends. You hang out all the time. You know what I mean? But you're thinking these friends is really good. Every time you go somewhere, you know, y'all having a good time. But then when you ain't around them, they talking about you. You know what I mean? This is an example. This ain't nothing. I'm talking, this is an example. They talking about you. So one day, one of your friends was like, you know what? These motherfuckers be talking about you all the time. You know what I mean? When you went around us. They don't understand. So now you start realizing how much they change and how different they're acting towards you. You know what I mean? How sometimes they'll throw a little something in the air, a little jokey joke or whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, just doing different things. They different around certain people. That's not your friends. And, you know, I have good friends. I have some good friends that I love. But I don't be around them all the time. They call me to go places all the time. Y'all, we having a party here, a party there. It's not because I didn't want to be around them, but then they might have somebody with that negative energy that I don't want to be around and take me off top of my game. But I know when we all together by ourselves, we're good. You know what I mean? But then I have also people, I'm not even going to say frenemies, because if you're a frenemy, you're no friend to me. All right? So I always know the difference. I always know an enemy from a friend. See, I can be around enemies, my enemies, and I still can keep my peace at the same time, because I learned how to master my peace. Nobody out here ever seen me out here fighting, arguing. I talk about certain things because, like, a lot of times people be hacking my phone or whatever the hell they got going on with itself. But I'm not going to worry about that, because I get you right on out of there and keep it moving. So just know we all have power. Live in your power. We are powerful beings. All right. And God, you know, from God, he always going to hold us down, your higher power. So know that whatever somebody else do, it don't concern you. I've learned a long time ago, when somebody do foolishness to me, that reflects on your ass. That ain't going to reflect on me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, because I live free. When you live free, you don't have to worry about nobody that come for you. You don't have to worry about them. They, like I said, those are the people that don't mean you no good in your life. You know what I mean? They don't mean you no good. They don't want to see you happy. You know what I mean? So always know, guys, like, we have our own mind. Have your own mind. I'm not the type of woman that somebody will be talking about someone and spreading lies and I believe the lies. If I don't see that shit for myself, if I don't see it with my own eyes and I don't see it for myself, I'm not going to believe nothing. I get to know people for myself before I judge anybody, because you might be missing out on something good in your life. Somebody that's here to bless you. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand that. You know, I'm going to tell you a story. I remember I had, you know, somebody I used to know back in the days. And this chick, like, it was this little girl. I went to her house one day and we was just standing out there talking around, you know, standing in the yard talking, whatever. And it was this little younger girl, right? Then I was in my 30s. It was this little younger girl passing by. I think she was like, I don't know. I want to say 25 or whatever. I can't remember her age. But anyway, this little girl, every time she passed by, she always like, hey, how y'all doing? But for some reason, my friend, one of the girls that I thought was my friend, well, that could be a friend of me, you know, she was like, I can't stand that girl right there. And I'm like, why you don't like that little girl? She just passed by, she, you know what I mean? Every time she come by, she always had her hair done, nails. It always looked beautiful when I seen her. And I always be like, hey, I like that outfit, that hairstyle fly. You know what I mean? Or something like that. You know, I gave her a compliment. And the girl used to get mad because I gave her a compliment. But she didn't like the girl, but she didn't know the young lady, because she never got a chance to get to know who she was. But when she passed by, she knew for one thing that she did speak all the time. Hey, how y'all doing? She wasn't the type of person to throw up her head and just act like she thinks she all that. She spoke every time. So every time I see her, I say, you know, I love your outfit, or I like your hairstyle, or, you know, something. Just give her a compliment or whatever. Because I'm not afraid to give a woman a compliment. You know what I mean? As women, we all are dealing with the same shit. We all got kids. We got grandkids. You know what I mean? We're brothers. We're sisters. We're aunties. We're grandmothers. You know what I mean? So we go through the same thing. You should love each other and not have no hate for each other. Because at the end of the day, when you're going through not pretty much the same exact thing, but we're going through things. And we all a woman. Females should stick together. I understand this hate thing, because I never had to deal with that, because I've always gave everybody compliments and whatever. I want to see everybody happy and get what they deserve in the world. But there's some people out here do not want you to have anything. They're jealous. You know what I mean? And men, the same thing. You should never hate on another man either. You're a grown man. You're doing what you're doing. Handle your business. There should be nobody out here that you should be intimidated of. Because when you're hating, you're intimidated by that person for whatever particular reason. I'm never going to be intimidated by anyone. Okay? Ever. And I want to see everybody love each other, get along, do the things they're supposed to do in their life, and live happy and at peace. We need this. Imagine a world where we have no haters, no killing, no lying, no thieves. Imagine that. That'd be a beautiful world. I know it ain't going to happen, but enemies are set here for a reason. Haters are set here for a reason. That's their job. You know what I mean? That's what they do. So I always know, if you out here hating and trying to take away from the next, you know what I mean, for yourself, then you know that karma's going to tear that butt up. One thing about karma always going to come. Karma going to hit that door. Can I speak to whoever the person is karma for? Hello? Is anybody here? So I always know, guys, to live your life and be on your own time, on your own peace, when you realize how short life is, you know what I mean? You understand that we don't have a bunch of time here to waste on foolishness. Nobody don't know the time or the date. You know what I mean? I don't know my time or date. That's why I try to enjoy myself every day. Just the simple things in life. You're not going to see me out at no party. You're not going to see me on a scene or anything because I be to myself a lot. But one thing I do, I enjoy being with myself. When you find your peace, you can enjoy yourself. The things that I like to do, I enjoy myself doing it. I get up in the morning, I'm going to sing because that's me. You know what I mean? I get up in the morning, I'm going to thank God. That's me. I might write some poetry. I might take a walk. I love walking. You know what I mean? I'm walking right now, matter of fact. So it's certain things that's really simple in life that I like. Certain things that are really simple in life that I do. And I like it. Like I said, you're not going to see me at a club. You're not going to see me at a bar. You're not going to see me doing certain things. One thing I do like is poetry. Anything got to do with poetry, I might be there. But like anything else, I'm not going to be there. Like my friends all the time be like, girl, you act like an old lady. No, I just like my peace. And a lot of people here to steal that shit. Steal your peace in 1.2 seconds. They will try to steal your peace. So understand, everybody that with a smile on their face don't have the best for you. I learned that a lot lately, but for a long time, actually. But like I said, I love you guys. And like I said, one more time, I created this show so I can give others a voice. I'm live, you know, on everything that I do. I want to give others chance to have their say. You don't have to talk about your personal life. You can just have something on your mind. You don't have to talk to the world. You can put it in my, you know, in my personal email that I gave you. Keeping it real with Laura Barr, extended 333, also known as just being Laura Barr, just being myself. I love that. I love being myself. So like I said, you know, I want to share with others, and I want to know, you know what I mean? I want everybody to know that they have someone that they can talk to. They have someone that they can share something with. If you want to have your voice heard, you can have your voice heard on my show. You know what I mean? And this is why I did this show. And this is why I want to see everybody heal from what they're dealing with at this very point. You know how much I had to heal myself? It took me years to find my peace. Because peace is not something that you heal overnight. I didn't have to go get no surgery and all that to heal. Like I said, if you want to feel good by doing something for yourself to look good on the outside, that's good. But like I said, for the inside, you have to do that yourself. And it's a hard job. You know what I mean? It's like a job. Shit, they should have paid me a check, matter of fact, for this to get my peace back. But at the end of the day, I always know, guys, like I said, I love everybody. I have no hate for anyone. I'm here for everybody. People try to make me look like this bad guy, but can't show me one thing that I've done wrong. So that's people that try to steal your peace. You know, people that don't want to see you happy and people that don't want to see you one whole. And I'm always going to keep that. I would do, you know what I mean? I work hard for my peace, so I'm going to maintain that. And I want to see everybody find their peace, their happiness. You know what I mean? Find where they're supposed to be in the world. You know what I mean? The world, like I said, the world is a beautiful place. You know what I mean? And it's a shame that it's a lot of people out here not enjoying themselves because, you know, something that they're dealing with could be anything. Like I said, don't be ashamed because I'm not afraid of anything I had to deal with. I got on my podcast. I told my story. You know what I mean? And now my story is told around the world. You know what I mean? And I have the haters coming for me that caused a problem in my life every day, still today. But I'm not going to worry about them because they're going to realize one day, you know what I mean? What God got for you or for me is for me or for you. There's nobody can steal your gifts. There's nobody can steal your blessings. There's nobody can steal your heart, your soul. There's nobody can steal that unless you give it away. Okay? I'm not giving away none of that. All that belongs to me. All right? God made sure that he gave me a good heart. I'm so thankful that I'm not like a lot of people out here that be hating and monitoring everybody else. I'm not going to monitor you. You know what I mean? I'm focused on me. So I always know, guys, when you do you, you never have to worry about them. Always stay on top of your game. Know your power. Know who you are as a woman, as a man, as a king, as a queen, or in between. Whoever you are, you're loved. And you have a lot of people out here that love you. Because a lot of times, people want you to think that nobody cares for you. Nobody loves you. In the meantime, you have a lot of people that love you. So don't give up on life. Know that God got us. Our higher power got us. Know that you will always have a place, safe haven. when you come here, okay? Because that's what I'm here for, you know? And, you know, just, I don't do that, all that drama and messy things. I'm going to speak my mind because I'm just that person. I speak my mind. I like to laugh. I like to make jokes. But I also will put somebody in their place because a lot of times people, they cross boundaries and they expect you to take it. Like I said, you let somebody roll, they're going to be skating all over the damn place with no bricks. They're going to continue to come until you put a stop to it. You don't have to hurt nobody, fight nobody. Nobody never seen me out here fighting, acting no fool. But I always have people coming to me, oh, she's so mean. But child, you just mad because I'm coming out here with a good heart and try to do the right thing. That's people that want to be in a competition with you. But what I say about a competition, if you're on top of your game, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you got people that's loving you as well. You want everybody in the world to love you and don't love nobody else but you. Everybody should have love in their life. Everybody should, you know, be able to get what they deserve in this life. People don't want you to get what you deserve. And that's the problem I have with a lot of people. But it's not going to stop me from getting mine. And I won't change my life, just fine. So I'm going to be just fine. And I'm always going to get mine. And I want you to get yours too. You know what I mean? So never let no one come and put negativity in your mind when you are very gifted. God is blessing you. Your higher power is blessing you. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You on top of your game. Keep a smile on your face also, because that kills your enemy. The enemies don't like to see you happy. The enemies don't want to see you, you know, overcome anything. They want to keep you down. You know what I mean? But so long as I'm Laura Barr, a.k.a. Lala Al-Hinai. Like I had the other day, I was on Facebook. And just that day, I took 3 days to myself so I can relax. So the third day, I signed back in my Facebook page. What's my Facebook page? Page is Laura Barr. I have two pages, Laura Barr. Okay. What one of the pictures that I have on this podcast, and it's a picture about me standing by a pool table in a black dress. All right. But anyway, I have two pages called Laura Barr. So the other day I go on my page, and I noticed that I seen something. My ex-husband, I was married. So my ex-husband had somebody hack that page. But somebody always coming for me on that page. They hacked the page. They hacked my page as well. Okay. But how you going to hack two people's page and then come on my page? What's they put? They left a message. And they put it on my news feed. It wasn't from him because that's not his page. The page was hacked. I already knew that. But somebody, they're going to come leave a message on my Facebook page, on my news feed. You know the news feed, everybody, that's what everybody reads, right? So they wanted people to think that I had some problem with my ex-husband or with, you know what I mean, somebody else. They wanted to have some drama and controversy going on my page. But they wanted the world to think it was me and my ex-husband. My ex-husband, you know, is not from the United States. He is Arabic, okay? So he's close to Saudi Arabia, but he's not from Saudi Arabia. You know? But anyway, so somebody left a message, and they're going to spell a word wrong. Come to my page with drama, but you spell a word wrong. If you come to somebody's page talking shit, hacking, and number one, you hack the page that you came on, because I know, because it's my ex-husband, all right? So they hacked the page and came on there to talk shit to me, because they wanted the world to think like I was having this big problem or whatever. But you know what I mean? I left my little message and I kept it moving. But they had like 6-7 messages on that motherfucker. I didn't even read the shit. Because like, at the end of the day, I already know his page was hacked. But just the principle, somebody wanted to start chaos and controversy in my life. So they had to come to my page as my ex-husband to start some goddamn fucking chaos. And honestly, we don't have no beef. You know what I mean? So they wanted the world to think something of it. That's why they hacked the page just to do that. And what I'm going to tell you is I'm going to pray for you because you need, evidently, you need some help. If you got to do all that to try to make yourself feel some type of way, then I feel sorry for you. Because Ms. Laura Barr is still at peace. Laura Barr is still happy. Laura Barr is still doing her. Laura Barr live free. And I just do me. I'm just being Laura Barr. Like I said, just be yourself. Be happy. Never let nobody pull you outside of your character. And what they wanted me to do is go back and forth with this person that was, you know, leaving messages from a page that they hacked. It's my ex-husband. Now, we've been separated for like over like 10 years. We're legally separated. But we've been separated for over 10 years. And out the blue, they can't find nothing about me because I don't do shit. You know what I mean? So they try to go to some old shit, which me and my ex-husband get along just fine. I ain't got no problem with him. He ain't got no problem with me. People do weird things because They try to get up under your skin. They want you to come outside of your character. Never come outside of your character for them. Now, I will put you in the place because sometimes people, they like to, you know, cross boundaries, overstep their boundaries, in other words. So I always know, guys, this is a story, but it's a true story. People will do things to try to get under your skin. Just like, for instance, say you have a Facebook page. Say you have a Facebook page or something, it's something that you're doing. People will come into your life just to start some shit. Why would you come to my Facebook page? Like I said, I took 3 days off. I do this a lot. Like, I had to close one of my Facebook pages. They was hacking my damn page so much, I just got tired. I shut it down, but I will never shut it down again for you, ever, enemies. So I always know sometimes people do things because they don't want to see you happy. They do things because they're insecure. They don't want to see you come up. They don't want to see you make moves. They try to sabotage your dreams. You can't sabotage me. I've been doing things for years. I ain't just started nothing. I've been here 14 years. I got evidence to say that. I got other podcasts that I do as well. So like I said, I always know, guys, stay on top of your game. Know that a hater gonna be a hater. A liar gonna be a liar. A thief gonna be a thief. And I done killed all them beasts. All right? When I say killed the beast, meaning that you don't mean nothing in my life. You know what I mean? I've overcome you. You have to overcome things. A lot of times we carry around baggage and hurt and pain that we've been through, but we have to learn how to overcome. I'm so thankful I'm an overcomer. And that's why I'm here for anybody that needs that. You know what I mean? Like I said, sometimes telling your story can be the most beautiful thing ever because you relieve yourself from that stress. Relieve yourself from the things that have been holding you down, the things that was on your mind. Okay? So I always know, guys, like I said, I started this show to give, you know, others a voice. And you hear my voice all the time, every day. But like I said, I want others to have their voice as well. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to have a video live or none of that. You can just speak your story, or you can tell your story, or write your story, whatever you want to do. Because I'm not here to put nobody on blast here. I want you to feel good about yourself. I want you to get over the things that you've been through. Because I had to do this myself. That's why I started my podcast. But just know, you have a place here at Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended, 333, a.k.a. just being Laura Barr. So I'm not going to be over here long. Thank you for listening to my show, Keeping It Real with Laura Barr Extended, 333. And no, you know what I mean? I love all you guys. And I'm sending love and positivity and peace around the world. You know what I mean? And just know, just call my name. And I'll be there. See, a lot of people don't have no love in their heart. They don't want to see nobody come up. They don't want to see nobody go to the next level. They would love to see you depressed. Love to see you going through things. Love to see you holding things in. You know what I mean? But you don't have to do this with my show. Like I said, I got y'all. So I always know, guys, I'm sending love and positivity to everybody around the world. Man, woman, boy, girl, in between. Know what I mean? So I always know, guys, this show is for you, guys. And I believe I can fly. So I always know, keep your head up. You know what I mean? Keep a smile on your face. That kills your enemies. And know that you have your own power. Never let no one take your power. You know what I mean? Know that you are different. You are unique in your ways. God made all of us different. And all of us unique. And people are going to come for you. But it's up to you to believe what they call you. I'm Queen Laura Barr. Lala Elhina myself. You know what I mean? And y'all, everybody to me, are considered kings and queens. You know what I mean? And in between. You know what I mean? Because I don't leave nobody out. I love all y'all. So like I said, I'm not going to be on here long. But, you know, I just wanted to share a little message here today and hope that, you know, we all find our peace. We all heal. And we all get through the hard times that we're dealing with. Because everybody going through something right now, including myself. But I'm thankful that God healed me and I'm whole, that I can work on the things that I want to do and I can heal myself. I've already healed. But like I said, things come at me every day. So I have to meditate. I have to do what I do. But I always keep myself one. And like I said, you know what I mean? I'm not no competition. You know what I mean? So it's none. If you out here in a competition, merely means that you're not satisfied with what you're doing. You're not happy with what you're doing. You have to compete with others to make yourself feel better. And I want to see everybody eat. I want to see everybody happy. So that don't, you know, that's not on me. So if you out here and you want to see everybody happy, everybody eat, you know what I mean? Unity is one of the things that I love to see. We all have kids that's growing up in this world. We have grandkids that's growing up in this world. You know what I mean? I would love to see the world better than what I've seen in my life. You know what I mean? I'm 52, like I said, by the way. And like I said, I'm out. Y'all have a very beautiful day. Boom.